This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
By the way, I want to give a shout out on this podcast before it gets too old. StarsThoughts.com. Robert Tiffin did a really nice job recapping and with some great interviews of the PWHL game that happened on Sunday between Seattle and New York. Some great quotes from Ali Simpson and Hannah Bilka, as well as the stars that were on hand. I know Robertson was at the game, as well as Wyatt Johnston had some really positive thoughts on the PWHL, as well as Glenn Gulletson. So wanted to throw that out there as Robert has tweeted the lines at practice, which is happening right now.
Let me say one quick thing about the PWHL thing, because I think this is worth bringing up. And I'm obviously a huge fan of Robert Tiffin's work, and so he's a personal friend. So it's I understand there's impossible for me to talk about Robert without a little bit of bias. I'm well
me
aware.
Too.
But he puts in the work, Gavin. Right? Here's the thing. There's so much talk and everything like that, and I think everyone wants hockey to do well in Texas. I want hockey to do well in Texas, even though I don't live there anymore. I want hockey to succeed there. I want to, Gavin, you'll love this. And I know I'm going on a segue, but for Hanukkah, I got my daughter a box of PWHL cards. Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we got her a box the year before. Nice. And everything like that. And even though we live in Michigan, she's very proud she was born in Texas. She has a stars jersey that she wore to school last week or the last week of school before. And but so we opened the box of cards and she got a Hannah Bilka card. And she when you're looking at the box of the cards and you see it shows where their hometown is and everything like that. And like for my daughter, who was born in Texas and is very proud of that, to see someone else to look at a card and see, hey, this woman plays in the PWHL and she was born in Texas like me, like that was really cool for her. And I think this is that's kind of why this stuff is so important. And this is why I want to give Robert a shout out on this, because I think it's easy to so often we see, especially in media coverage choices, we see people like the event gets announced and people say, hey, I'm going to give it a shout out on Twitter and do a quote tweet and everything like that. And that's good. I'm not saying that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. But there's that. And then there's the actually showing up, like the fact I didn't see. Once again, I don't want to rip on anyone because this is also comes down to editorial decisions on out of people's control and everything like that. But like, I didn't read about it. I couldn't find a Dallas Morning News story on it. Right. Like I couldn't find a Dallas Morning News story on it. I couldn't find a story on it from some other places that cover hockey down in Texas there. And like, and I want to give Robert a ton of credit because we talk about, hey, let's grow the game. Let's do this. Let's do that. And there's talking the talk and walking the walk. And Robert's been doing that. And he's been doing it with an independent platform. He's been doing it with this in this space that is so cool to see. I'm glad other people are taking notice. And like, I think it's worth, like, that's one of those things where I think we should shout that out. Like I was texting with him after he posted it, right? Like it's the timing of this is great. I'm taking there's a PWHL game on Saturday in Detroit. That's,
oh, nice.
So I'm flying back to Detroit tonight. Picking the kids up tomorrow morning from the in-laws, and then on Saturday we got tickets to see Seattle and Vancouver, actually.
Nice.
On Saturday night. And it's like, I'm looking forward to taking my kids to that. It's going to be a blast. And there's somebody who, I guarantee you, there's a Stars fan. There's somebody who read or saw Robert's piece or that and said, you know what? I can't miss this the next time. When they bring a takeover tour to Dallas, next time I got to go. And yeah. I think that's the importance of media coverage. That's the importance of this. And I think there's having these conversations and you talk about, hey, growing the sport, doing this and doing that. Like, again, I just want to give Robert a ton of credit for what he's been doing with a platform that's been really cool to see him kind of elevate from untraditional forms, backgrounds, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to call it.
You know, he put video recap in there of each goal, talked about the differences as far as the rules are concerned. Even one little detail, and this is where my bias will come across, is that he even put, I asked Hannah Bilko about, you know, does she still eat gummy worms? And you'd know that if you listen to Gavin Spittle's podcast. Yeah. And I thought that was so cool because I've interviewed Hannah twice. Because mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of like just hockey in general. And the last time I interviewed Hannah was when she was with Boston. So that's over a year ago. So he needed to go back to, you know, do his research on Hannah and Allie. So I thought, yeah, I agree with you. StarsThoughts.com, everybody. I mean, obviously we want to support Sean. We want to support Robert. We want to support David. Steven Meserve is another one. Everyone that contributes to Spits and Suds. But I just, you know, stick tap on that. One of the reasons I was bringing Robert up just real quick, Sean, before we let you go, because we know you got to get to a World Juniors game, is that the lines were announced as far as just the practice. And it is just a practice, but it's you're just typical. And Sam Steele remains on that first line. And I was wondering, has it creeped into your mind about maybe trying Ritzkovian up there on that first line for a couple of games due to his recent? Or are you like, kind of like Glenn Gullitson said the other night, he was like, I really like him on that line because Matt Duchene and Jamie Benn are on that line. So that's a lot of experience for him.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For me, it's I like the hot streak Ritzkovian's been going on. I don't mind. I wouldn't mind switching him with Sam Steele, but I think at the end of the day, they're very like similar players, and it's kind of the whole. It goes back to the deeper question of if you're Jim Nill and you're looking at your trade deadline shopping and everything like that, and you look at Tyler Seguin's money that's available. I'd really like a world where Sam Steele is on my fourth line and not in that spot, right? Like, I'd really like that's kind of it kind of goes back to that. So I wouldn't mind. I don't know about Ritzkovian as a long term. In the short term, yeah, I'm good with you rewarding the kid. I'm definitely good with that. I don't know about the long term viability of him being a top line guy for a team that's gonna win 16 games in the spring. Right. So like that's kind of the where I'm going on all this. And it's at the end of the day, we can talk all about grit and tussle and everything like that. And that's really important in the playoffs. But you also have to put the puck in the net. And
this message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
I think it would be remiss, Gavin, if speaking of that, and I'm intentionally segueing this, as I tweeted before we came on the show, I've talked to some people in Stars Land, and there was a piece from Michael Russo, who obviously covers the Wild better than anyone else, and is very close with Bill Guerin about 2 weeks back, about how where this team was building and everything like that, and how Jason Robertson may not is on the outside looking in for Team USA. And talking around with some other people from Stars Land, there seems to be the even more of the with Team USA rosters. I think they have to be submitted tomorrow, I believe.
Yep.
It seems that's still the case right now. And Gavin, it's funny because we're going to watch the Olympics and we're going to watch it no matter what. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to enjoy it. But what are we doing here, man?
I know.
Like, what are we doing? Right. This is you can't go and tell me two things. You can't tell me if you want to tell me Jason Robertson played his way off of Four Nations at the start of last season. That's fine. He did. But you can't tell me what he's done since January 1, so 366 days ago, hasn't been enough to put him in as a top line forward
right.
for Team USA. Not just making the team, as on your top line, right?
Yeah.
Like what are we doing here? Like this is just I'm I mean maybe we're wrong.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah. I try not to judge the other players because I like Vincent Trocheck and I like some of the players that are going to be on Team USA. So it's not a shot on them. It's just you're right. I mean, how is Jason Robertson not considered, you know, top two, top three American forwards right now? It just doesn't make sense.
And that's the thing, right? Like we shouldn't be having Jason Robertson shouldn't be in this 11, 12, 13 conversation. Right. He should be on that list of like, hey, we got our 8, 9 guys that we know for sure, and now we're having this. Like, I think Vincent Trocheck is a really good choice for Team USA. He's going to kill penalties. He's going to play down the middle. I think he's a really good choice for Team USA. But he shouldn't be in the conversation. It shouldn't even be to the spot where it's him and Jason Robertson are fighting for the same spot, which is kind of this whole baffling spot to me. And, like, we're going to get – maybe they change their mind before tomorrow. Maybe it's like – I know they're going to announce on Friday morning on the Today Show. They're going to announce the rosters, and but it's like It's this whole spot with, I think I've said something similar about the Stars, right? Where like people often want to be the scrappy team and they love the plucky attitude and the mentality as a fandom and everything. But I've said it on this show, like the Stars are one of the big bad wolves of the NHL. Embrace it. Be one of the big bad wolves, right? Team USA Hockey, as a country, we should go head-to-head with Canada. We don't have to think, how are we going to grit and grind Canada down? No, we can go head-to-head with Canada. We can go head-to-head with any other team on planet Earth. That's how good USA Hockey is now. Like, and international hockey's never been better, too, on top of all that. So just, like, what are we doing here? Just... Yeah. So what are we doing?
it doesn't make sense. I was waiting for the official roster to come out, but you're right. It's just the fact that we're even having conversations.
I mean, I hope this public, like, you know what? It's not going to change anything, but like, I don't know. Having the conversation right now, it's like we're either prepping people for the inevitable of it or maybe it's, hearing more people talk about it makes people think it maybe outside pressure changes talks. I don't know, but it's still like, I don't understand how you can't, I don't understand it. And it's the,
The other thing quick, Sean, that I know frustrates you, it frustrates me too, is there are going to be people on social media say, well, look at his playoffs. And to me, against Edmonton in last year's Western Conference Finals, to me, he was one of the top Dallas Stars. He was one of the guys that was actually putting on a performance. But
he missed all of round one with a foot injury, right? He was a guy coming off injury too, right? Like there's all like it is.
It's baffling. It's frustrating. Not just, the good news is not just from a Dallas Stars standpoint. The last time this came up on social media, I saw a lot of national people confused by Robertson even being on the fringe. So that's good.
Yeah. Here's my last piece on this, just from a Stars perspective. If you're a Stars fan, the Central is a gauntlet. I don't think anyone's catching Colorado. It's probably Dallas, Minnesota in round one. Bill Guerin is obviously the GM of Team USA. He's the GM of the Minnesota Wild. I mean, if you're a Stars fan, Jason Robertson is going to be sitting at home. He's going to be well-rested. He's going to be in really great shape. You talk about a potential tear. He's already been in a tear all season. I don't know how much more of a tear he could want, but like you talk about a potential, you talk about a revenge salty season for a guy in an opportunity going head to head with Minnesota in round one of the playoffs. I'm looking forward to that if this decision holds by Team USA's brass.
Oh man, you got me excited now. Like I still wanted to make the team, but you got me excited about that. Well, Sean, we truly appreciate you coming on at World Juniors. Great article once again. Elite Prospects, also known as epringside.com. Sean penned a great article about the Hemming brothers and the development of Hemming as far as the Stars organization with some great quotes by Rich Peverly. So check that out. You can also buy Sean's book to support him. It's called We Win Here, co-authored by our friend Stephen Meserve. Talks about the Texas Stars and the Dallas Stars. And most importantly, you can subscribe this holiday season. Start the new year right. What a great New Year's resolution. Shap Shots. And that's on his Substack. So just go to Substack. You can Google it if you want. And it's called Shap Shots. And Sean gives a great recap of Dallas Stars and NHL. And like today, World Juniors information. I know I learn a lot and you can too. You can find everything that Sean does at Sean Shapiro. Safe travels back, my friend. Happy holidays. Wanted to tell you, back in Massachusetts where I was, they had a lit rink. They put Christmas lights around the rink. And I said, I thought about it and I was going to take a picture for you, but I did not want to trespass. This looked like a slick rink. And I'm like, oh, I think, you know, Sean's always taking it to the next step. I think that might be the next step in the future.
I would love it. I like the idea. I really do. So
I love it, man. Enjoy the game today. Safe travels back. Have a blast at the PWHL with your kiddos this Saturday, man. Thanks so much for coming on today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gavin. We'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good. That's going to do it for another episode of Spits and Suds. We will talk to you soon. Thanks to producer Gregory Finley. Thanks to the on-time experts for making it happen. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Until our next podcast, have a wonderful day, everyone.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.